Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Hi,
that's working.
You're back.
I'm back, baby.
Who are you?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm Christy. Hi. Yeah,
hello. Welcome to our pod channel.
This is Schlick Rick. How's the professionalism over here, guys?
Who's
guys,
Rick?
Everybody.
Welcome to the show, Rick. No, Amy Shepherd joins us on our show today. We do run a pod channel at this joint, and we dropped different shows yesterday. We spoke about dick sizes and what it means when you choose to live away from your hometown.
Yeah, there's lots of varying shows that you can get right across the week. We do a pop culture show, things that really interest us, and there's another show that we do called the Posse Podcast. Questions and things that you guys email or shoot through our Insta or Facebook, we get a celeb guest sometimes every now and then help out. But yeah, today it's about guest lives. Amy Shepherd from the band Shepherd really opens up. We've had her, we've spoken to her a few times with the radio show with Kiss and stuff. And she's awesome, and we've had her on the podcast years ago, but also I don't think we've ever had this kind of convo with her before.
Well, I think a lot of people don't have this kind of convo with people in groups because you're in lockdown. You know what it was like with us when we were at the radio station. People would try and find what was going on internally with you and I sometimes, and we were just so, I don't know, so protective of that. And I would imagine that's how bands are too. Very rarely are they coming out. And look, she's certainly not tell all or any of that. But there was a really interesting chat about what her role has been in her family and in her band, and how they continue to want to work together by, I don't know, keeping their identities, keeping their ideas of what good music is, keeping different styles and different genres, I think, that they all specialize in. It was just quite interesting because, like I said, I don't think you hear about it a lot.
No, you don't. I think for good reason, because some people would see that and go, that means there's tensions in the band. Is there going to be, you know, like you would just imagine, you would show some glimmer of what it's like to work with somebody really closely, and especially when it's a family member, to all come together and then people kind of from there make some kind of fucking drama about it.
And I think that this proves it's the exact opposite. Like if you're in a place where you're feeling comfortable to talk about the different types of personalities and what you each bring to the table, there's just something so freeing about being really sure in who each of you are. And I just think she and the rest of her siblings and the two other people that aren't her siblings, there's two of them, right, in the band, every time we've met them, they're just really lovely people that are really into their craft.
The new album that we speak about on this particular podcast is out right now. It's called Watching the Sky. The current single that they're shopping around from that is called Riding the Wave. WeAreShepherd.com and Amy Shepherd Pie is where you can find Amy herself on Facey and Instagram. Get behind the single too. Like if you like this chat and you think she's a cool chick and you like their music, I think that's an important thing to mention too.
100%. Spotify does make a difference. Like they, you know, I think that's really helping artists too. But if you can afford a few bucks to own the album too, make sure you check it out on iTunes. Hope you enjoy the chat. Amy Shepherd, welcome to the Thinker Girls pod channel.
Hi, girls.
Hey, chickadee. We should say welcome back because yes. this is not your first radio. You've come into our lounge room months before, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's nice to be back.
We miss you guys though. Like I think that's a thing that's hard with radio and podcasts is like because you guys do so many tours and obviously and press stuff, the radio circuit is very much in that kind of standard thing that you do. So you get that kind of connection or we come out to your hotel room or we do that kind of stuff. We're in our podcast studio here now, just the two of us all the time. Like it's such a different life. But you guys, we had on the show, on our night show quite a lot.
Yeah, because we did the donut eating.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, that's right. Where you had to sing, what was it? Sing a song through eating donuts.
Your song, that was
my favorite. That's one of my favorite interviews, guys.
You know what? You never know how people are going to react to that stuff. Like, it is an interesting thing to ask. The ideas are so dumb, but they're funny. So you've just got to go with it.
But obviously, you dig donuts, so I'm so glad we could accommodate.
Yeah, I mean, who could be sad with donuts?
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, Amy, look, I know just before we press record on this, we were just, and we said, hang on, hold this, because we need to talk to you on the actual show about this, about the new album. It's literally dropped. Well, by the time that people will get their ears across this, it'll be a week ago now.
I know.
The new album's out. So this is something that you have been working on for how long? And how does it feel now that it's out in the universe?
It feels like a lifetime, nearly. Some of the songs we were writing, you know, when we were still touring Bums Away. So some of them are 4 years old already. But it's been, 2 years of really honing in and crafting all of these songs. And it's finally out. And, it just feels a little bit surreal to have other people hear these songs, because we've been sitting on them and trying to keep them secret for, four years for some of them.
What's the process in that big long time? So obviously there's a lot of you in your band, like what's George, Emma, Michael, is it Jason and Dean as well? Like there's is that everyone? Mm-hmm. There's a lot, which I think is so cool. It's like there's just been different bands over the years that really obviously as soon as they became big or got an album, I don't know, sometimes I feel like everything becomes smaller and then you hire other random band people that aren't a part of the core. Yeah, and you guys have obviously stayed so strong in that, but is that the reason it takes 5 years to make an album? Like why does it take that long?
Well, the songs initially start with George, Jason and myself. We're the songwriters. Okay. And when we first started writing, we were still on tour with Bums Away, so we'd just write sort of in the back of the bus, or one of us might have had an idea and we sit on that idea until we're back home. So, once we start writing and finishing the songs, then you've got to record it. And then once you start rehearsing the songs, the boys might have like an idea, or like Dean will put this cool little drum filling, like, oh, that's awesome. Like, let's go back into the studio. And I just feel like art is never complete. We have this saying where we just have to abandon a song. Because you could just continue to write and write and write.
I didn't realise, I wasn't really sure who was the songwriters and who weren't. So that's so interesting that you've raised that. Because I did want to ask you about, you know, when you go into this and there is a longer process. I mean, certainly Christy and I have found ourselves with a bit more space to play this year than we ever have. And that will change from time to time. But it does allow yourself to go, okay, well, who am I without the other? And how does that kind of work? There's a lot of you and then there's a lot of time. Do you have like a journal where you kind of write songs and go, that's definitely for Shepherd. This is something that's just personal that might sit here. Do you have aspirations to do stuff on your own? And do you not like that question? Because it's on the flip side of that, I don't really think that there needs to be one or the other. But you know what I mean? Like, it's interesting to know the process.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. We each have our own different styles and you can really tell – you can almost tell who's written what song if we do write individually. So all of the songs on the album have been written between the three of us. But because when we do write individually, we each have our very separate tastes. And although we haven't really discussed having individual careers, like, I think definitely there is opportunity for that, and something we want to encourage. The more creativity in our minds, the better.
Yeah, I think it's so cool that you can create, that you guys can have different things and different, you know, ways that you express your creativity on your own, but then something happens that when you're together.
Mm.
Like, I think
it's like an investment, right?
Yeah, I think that's really important, because you don't want to completely lose who you are and lose yourself in Shepherd also. I think it's cool that you guys have all managed to, and by the sounds of it, sound really supportive of each other in your own individual and different ventures and stuff, yet when you're together, this is who you are. And I wanted to know about this, because I think it was maybe when we were at the radio station at Kiss. I remember someone around said something like, oh, we're recording with Amy from Shepherd, and they go, which one's that? And it's interesting, I think – I don't know whether this is something that you guys cop on the reg, but you and your sister Emma, both being the two chicks in the band, do you ever feel like you're constantly grouped together? Because I know that's something with Stace and I.
Compared as one, yeah, as one person, kind of.
Yeah, you're, and like, is that...
put as the one, the girl's somewhere in there. There's two of them, but I don't know which is which.
And when you're sisters, as someone that has a sister, I find that can be a bit annoying. I don't know. Do you ever find that frustrating?
Not with the band. I feel quite proud to be like a shepherd. I almost feel safe within the band, which is probably not the greatest thing. Like, maybe I should try and lash out myself.
Maybe.
I feel, yeah, safety in numbers. But yeah, I totally understand what you're saying about the sister element, because outside, like in our social lives, my sister and I get mistaken as twins because we just do everything together. And I remember growing up, I used to hate it because we'd just get exactly the same things, and I just wanted my special thing. And that's actually why I started playing guitar, because I was like, this is gonna like define me.
This is gonna be mine. No one in the world has ever played guitar before.
Yeah Exactly. And now Emma's a bass player, so
I'm assuming you're the older sister, right?
I am getting a vibe here.
Of course.
As the older sister, I'm picking up what you're putting down. My sister and I used to fight over who was singing something first. Like, if someone's walking around the house singing a tune, like, and then the other one starts singing it, it'd be like, I'm singing it first, because you were so desperate to have anything that was just yours.
It's so funny. Yeah, exactly. I remember, I remember Emma and I used to play this game when we were quite young, and we'd open a magazine and be like, I'm her, and like pick which girl we were, and then we'd have these massive fights over like which supermodel we were.
It's so good. It's like when my cousins and I would play this game where there'd be like five women from like a red carpet, and you'd be like, I vote that one, that's mine. Yeah. Like, that's my dress. It's not your dress. It's on Naomi Campbell. Like, it's not your dress. And it's like, no, that's my one. Oh, but I like blue. Blue's my colour. Well, yeah, I said it first. Like, it's my
girls
dress.
Girls are obsessed with ownership. Do you think this ever happens with little boys where they need to be, I'm the red Power Ranger, so you have to... I think that's a female thing.
No, I think it does. I'm looking at my nephew, my godson now, and he's very much... This is. It was so funny, actually. Mm. My mate told me a story. They were away in Noosa recently, and he looks at this old woman. She's like, I don't know, probably in her 70s, and he grabs onto his scooter and he goes, this is mine. And the lady goes, oh, I promise you, darling, I definitely don't want your scooter. I've got no business. And he just was like competitive with it, like just so possessive over. He's just going through that stage where this is mine to the elderly woman that could barely walk.
Scoot off on his scooter.
But yeah, no, I don't know if it's just a girl thing. I think all kids get a bit.
Yeah.
I wonder why territorial. It's weird.
I think you're probably trying to define yourself, don't you think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Especially if you have siblings and sisters, or if you have a brother as well, like you're trying to stand out from that, or I don't know, keep your...
It's pretty poetic though, Amy, that you guys, by the sounds of it, as everybody does as a kid, have really strived for that sense of independence and doing your own thing, yet then also, by the sounds of it, found it and then come back together and are quite happy to be grouped as a band or a collective together.
Yeah, I'm really happy it's worked out this way, because we just trust each other and we're really good friends outside of the band, and yeah, we had the same friend. It might sound lame to some people, but I couldn't think of anything better than being close with your family. And yeah, I fully trust my siblings and my parents, and we can just all discuss things without worrying about hurting each other's feelings deeply or walking on eggshells.
Do you guys ever have to switch off? Like, are there different brain spaces? I know Stace and I, because we spend so much time together, there's an element of you going, okay, well, we're business partners, but we're also besties. So then some days, sometimes more than others, I'll crave that real, I just want my mate here, like not from a business head. Can we just go out and like have a wine and actually not talk about work at all?
Yeah.
How do you have to have lines with your family around that? Like, are you just going, can we just go out and just enjoy each other's company and not talk about the album or what we've got on tour tomorrow?
Yeah, that usually happens when we've had a tough week or, we're going through a controversy or whatever it is. We just want, and we go out for dinner, and obviously the conversation comes back around to that. It can be really draining. You're just like, oh, that's the downside of working with your family. It's like, oh, you wish you could kind of separate the two and just be able to switch off. So there have been conversations where we're like, guys, let's just let's just put it to bed for now. Like, let's just enjoy this wine and have a chat.
And what's your mum and dad's role in it? Like, are they often, how do you go if there is an issue or there's a problem? You kind of not turning to them because you know they're in the middle. I know I've had a recent issue with a particular friend and turned to a friend who's very good friends of both of us and went, oh, that's probably the wrong person to talk to. Is it one of those things that you kind of stay clear because it'd be hard for them to be in a position, or do they do a pretty good job at trying to, you know, kind of keep you all feeling, I don't know, you've got your own space with them?
Yeah, well, mum's really positive. She's always like, see the positive side, like typical mum. And dad's like really business minded. So we always can call on him for some real advice and, well, business advice. And mum's like the life coach. yeah, so it is nice to have them both there. And it's a family business at the end of the day. We've all got our roles and we're all 100% invested in this. It's not just like, oh, the siblings and, yeah, mum's basically our tour manager. And,
yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's their business as well.
What does your dad do? What's his role? Just overall CEO advisor?
Yeah, basically. We also set up our own record label. So he's the head of the record label, the owner of the record label.
What did they do before? Have they always been in music? Or like, how do you just all of a sudden have a lot of kids and then create a business out of your family? That's so cool.
Yeah. Well, my dad's a lawyer and he lives and works in Papua New Guinea.
Right.
Which is where we grew up. Mm. And my mom is just raised us kids. She's just been a house mother and did a very good job at that. And, yeah, we started writing, well, I started writing music when I was 10 years old in Papua New Guinea. And, one of my guitar teacher was actually a session musician for Yothu Indi. So that's kind of where it all started.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. I was just hearing his stories and I was amazed by this guy. And my dad, really encouraged that. And he was always, obviously paying for music lessons and, encouraging our love for music. But it wasn't until after school that I started writing music. Oh, I started writing music when I was 12, but it wasn't until after school that I started taking it really seriously. And I went to TAFE, actually, and studied a music diploma. And for one of my assignments, I had to write and produce an EP. And I did that, and I thought it was really boring. So I got George to sing some harmonies. And he was like, it was like a voice from an angel. So
he didn't know he could sing.
No, well, he could, he taught himself to play piano. He's really talented without even trying. Like, he can play piano and whatever instrument he picks up.
How
annoying. Like, so annoying, because I've been working on it for so long. And he just comes in, he's like, hello, like Michael Bublé. yeah, so I was like, oh my God, like, this is really cool. Let's continue to write just in our spare time. And then we just got busier and busier. And then George was actually acting at that stage. And that's where he met Jay.
Yeah, right. And then it all kind of becomes a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, it's such a long story now. But
yeah, but it's so amazing how things kind of create themselves.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Going back to this question, which both you could probably have a crack at answering, I've always loved music and I danced from kind of the time I could walk, really, but I never learnt to pick up an instrument. I never, I definitely tried to sing, but that was going to be best moved to the side. So
she can actually hold a tune, Amy.
Yeah, I think I taught. I can. If I teach myself to do something, I have an idea. Yeah. I have an ear. I think that's the difference. Yeah. I can hear what I'm supposed to sound like and then have a crack at that.
But well, sometimes that's the most important part, is having an ear for it.
Yeah. But I've never went and lent into that part. I never lent into an instrument. Was what made you want to have guitar lessons? Because from all accounts, for anybody that I know that can actually play guitar, it's so hard. Like, it's not an easy thing. Like, piano, it's such a commitment. What was the driver? Was it just something, I want to do that, and that was it?
No, I think it goes back to me trying to set myself up as an individual. I found my dad had a guitar in storage and it had like 3 strings and I was like, oh, like desperate to learn. So he got it fixed up and then started these music lessons. But yeah, definitely it was me. I was an overweight child. I was had no confidence. And so yeah, the guitar really gave me something special and something unique gave me something to hold on to, I guess.
Did you? And so because it gave you something, is that where, I guess, your investment in it stayed, that you kind of practiced and put into it because you felt it was giving you so much back?
Yeah, 100%. And it sounds funny, but it just made me special, if that makes sense, because like none of the other kids were playing guitar and I had a one-up on them.
Makes sense, especially when you're growing up with siblings. I think there's this real kind of not fight for attention, but it kind of is like, well, this is my thing, as you were talking about. I can really, I can relate to
you're
that.
You're all the kids that get dropped off at Nana's, like, and you're referred to as the kids. You know, it's just an interesting
all the girls.
Thing.
Yeah. My sister and I, always the girls.
The girls, but, yeah.
So I wonder, Amy, it's interesting when you say the guitar and music, and that's kind of what set you apart as a person, but also within your family, right? And then you're the one that studies and blah, 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 and that was your special thing. Along comes old mate George, and then your sister jumps on board, blah, blah, blah. Was there part of you that was like, guys,
back off.
This is my thing. Like, obviously, that's not the case now. But I mean, was there a time at all where you were like, oh, well, it's like the thing when I was a kid and I said I was this character and now other people are jumping on board, it's theirs too. Wrap off.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that, I guess, in the very early stages, but more so when George, Jay and I were writing and starting a band, and George started to become more of the lead singer than I was. And yeah, that was a bit hard for me to deal with because I had been working at it for so long. But once Geronimo came out and it did so well, I kind of realized that it doesn't matter at the end of the day who sings the song. Like, yeah, so I had to go through that whole process. And I've come out the other side and I'm totally happy. If we have success as a band, like, we couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah.
Was there part of you that, did you ever fight that? Like, because as you said, you've kind of gone through the process of being like, well, if people are responding to it being this way, with George singing more than I am, fucking good on us, whatever. It's us as a band. But was there part of you, like, honestly and deep down, that was like, this is a bit shit because I was the one that started this to begin with?
Well, once after Geronimo came out, I really hoped to have a single do well that I was singing. So that was quite tough because I realized that it wasn't really going to happen that way. And people just wanted to hear more songs like Geronimo. They wanted to hear the next Geronimo. But I kind of just had to take a step back and realize that I can just continue to write my own songs and they can be on the album still. And I will have my fans listen to them. And yeah, a lot of people do prefer me as a lead singer. Most prefer George, but that's okay. I still have an avenue.
Though, because we compare ourselves to, I suppose, what is commercially warrant, you know, what is commercially wanted. I often think of the things that I love, and often they're not commercial things that are on commercial television. The shows that have absolutely shaped me are certainly not shows that I'm seeing on commercial television every day, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like music, it's like lots of different things. Like, there is a very small bracket of things that are popular, you know, and it's so hard for us to all fit into them. But it takes everybody, I think, a bit of courage in this industry, whether you're in music or any form of entertainment or TV or radio, to sit in not being that not cliche, but that kind of first choice, you know, yeah, and then still yeah. reflecting and backing yourself as an artist. It's not, yeah. that's not an easy road.
Yeah, there's been many, many a time when the first album was out that I thought, well, for the next album, like, I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to bother writing. I'm not going to bother singing. Like, I'll just let George do it all and I'll just sit back and do harmonies. But I'm so glad that, you know, I came around, because it's just so much more rewarding to be a part of it all and to,
yeah,
just, and I still have songs where I'm the lead singer on the album. And yeah, I'm glad that those pieces of art are still on the album.
I think that says so much about you as a person, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it would have been probably the easier option to go, well, fuck this then. Mm. Yeah. I'm tapping out, because this is just annoying now that you've just kind of stumbled across it with my help and now you're the lead guy, when that was my kind of jam to begin with. Especially...
She's paraphrasing.
Yeah, well, I'm paraphrasing it. But especially it's another layer when it's a sibling. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's one thing for that to be a mate that you...
Like any animosity towards George. It was more just like, oh, well, I still want the public to know that I'm also here. Like, I'm also a lead singer and I'm a writer. And I didn't want it to disappear, I guess, into being a backup singer, if that makes sense.
100%. And I feel like as well, it's really interesting for people not to understand that dynamic of creating art in a group. Like, we have it in a duo and it's quite small. And that stuff's only starting to dabble because... I don't know, things have changed a little bit, but I've often found a lot of comfort in stories of bands and musicians, you know, because a lot of people in our industry might have a show and then if the show ends, they break up. Like, it's that simple. Whereas we kind of had something we created ourselves. If, you know, that takes on a commercial entity or it takes something else, we're kind of sticking with it. But it's tricky because I think with, you know, bands, that's the only real... I suppose, comfort I've had to see that other people are sticking with something. Do you know what I mean? Because in our situation, most people then just quit. The job's not there, you're off. And when we got five from Kiss, it's like, well, is that it? Do you move back to Melbourne and then start your lives again? And it's been really interesting to, I've listened to more music interviews and I've listened to more stories. My ears have pricked up a little bit more about the process that it takes for you guys to all be creating your own music and then also having your own identities. It's just quite complex.
It is funny because people just look at you as Shepherd. Which one is...
But you're a person.
But it's also nice because people, they still recognise us as a band. And
you're not alone. All we've ever wanted. It could be a very lonely... Can you imagine if you're like a solo, that's a different journey.
Yeah.
Then you don't have anybody, you know? Like that...
Oh, man.
God, that would be hard.
But I would assume, Amy, like there's obviously... There would be flares of your own creativity and that sense of individuality that you still continue to find within the band. I don't know, just even from following you guys on socials, I get a sense that... I don't know, is a lot of the styling and a lot of the, you know, costuming and that kind of out there sense of style that you see, I don't know, are you behind a lot of the driving of that? Because I get a sense that maybe you are.
Yeah, Emma and I do a lot of the styling for our latest photo shoot. It was basically myself and, also Emma. And we like it that way. We're lucky that we're an independent band because we have so much creative control. And as you said, it's great to put your little spin and your like flair on things. I've come out the other side, and I'm more than happy that George is the lead singer now. But it is funny how you go through that process, and you just have to put your ego aside.
Yeah, and it's a long life. Like, you've got, you know what I mean? Like, you don't really know what the future holds. Like, it's interesting because I think it's funny. You think something's kind of not gone or that kind of part, you put that to the side, but then you just never know. You could be 43 and someone says, hey, you, I like what you got. And then you're like,
and it's
in that way, I like what you got.
I imagine that's what happens. You're at some bar and you've got up for some open mic and you're like, you know, just kind of brushing off because no one's seen you in a year. And then all of a sudden someone's like, I know you. And then they're like, let's talk.
Is this your fantasy?
No, not for me. I just imagine some kind of country and western like situation. You know what? I've probably watched too much Nashville.
I think so.
But my point is, not that it was that kind of weird analogy, but it is a long life. Like you don't really know the kinds of people you meet or what happens. Like it's kind of exciting.
Yeah. I'm so glad that I didn't just, you know, throw the towel in and let George do all the work, because in this next album we've got some great songs, some which I sing, some which he sings, some which we both sing, and just being part of the whole process has been so enriching, and I feel like we've grown as artists, grown closer as a family, and as business partners as well. So I'm so happy that I didn't give up.
And we're bloody happy that you did too.
And we can't wait to hear it. Yeah. And I really do think that, funnily enough, from the outside, you all really do stand as your own people. I think that's why we've asked so many questions about you guys, because even meeting you, you're all very individual. Like, you've all got very individual flares, very different offerings.
We're not getting a Hanson vibe here.
No.
You know? Oh, good.
Yeah, and so I think that is shining through on the outside. So
great.
Yeah, I think even when you do see your Instagram, you've got your own style, your own kind of vibe going on. Like, and...
Yeah,
that's
great.
Very different to his and very different to the other members in the band. So I think it's working.
Well, speaking of the album, it's called Watching the Sky. It is out right now. The current single is Riding the Wave. You can check it out at weareshepherd.com, or you can check out Amy Shepherd on Insta, Amy Shepherd Pie, or Amy Shepherd on Facey. It's been real, doll.
Thanks, Amy. Yeah.
Thanks, girls.
So bravo to you,
yes,
Kat.
Queen, yes.
Thanks, girls. Always love a chat with you.
Posse, did you know that Christy and I are regulars on Sunrise?
Yeah, girl, it's the best. And we bring you guys along with us, our posse, every single week just by joining our Insta story.
Yes, from the taxi ride there to the makeup chair and selfies with other amazing, talented Sunrise guests, we share it all.
Yeah, make sure you head to the Thinker Girls on Insta and check out the updates every single Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll catch you there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.